It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of Phillies Today. I am stoked to talk some baseball as the Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Washington Nationals to start the season. And look, anytime you could take 2 of 3 to start the year, I don't care who it's against. I don't care if it's the Nats. I don't care if, you know, you got the first home series here against the Colorado Rockies. We know the Rockies aren't going to be very good. But at the same time, you know, the Nationals maybe have a bit of a bright future. So I think they're a team that can maybe win closer to 80 games. So again, just to start the year, taking 2 of 3 can never be a bad thing. And going to get back into it, back into the flow of the regular season when it comes to my episodes specifically. We'll recap, give you key moments from yesterday's game, do a short recap of that. Get into takeaways from the final game of the series takeaways, and then we will preview the home opener and the rest of the series against the Colorado Rockies, give you my players to watch, and then update you on some injuries, have some key injuries to update you on as we get closer and closer to open the home opener. Cannot wait. So quick recap from the final game of the opening series against the Washington Nationals. We'll fast forward. Bottom of the fourth, Josh Bell, who has very good numbers against the Philadelphia Phillies, hits a 3-run home run to right center field, gives the Nationals a 3-0 lead. Bottom of the sixth, Phil's not really doing too much offensively in this game. Bottom of the sixth, though, Nathaniel Lowe hits a 2-run home run to left center field, gives the Nats a 5-0 lead at that point. And then Aaron Nola's day would be done from there. Jose Ruiz would replace Aaron Nola, and he would get out of that inning after striking out Dylan Cruz to end the sixth. And then, like I mentioned, the Phillies didn't really get too much offense in this game. Top of the ninth, Rafael Marchand would ground into a force out at second base. Edmundo Sosa would score from third with the bases loaded, and it would be a 5-1 Nats lead at that point. And then with runners at first and third with two outs in the ninth, Alec Bohm, who was one of the heroes in the opener. Bohm would line out to Luis Garcia Jr. to end the game, and the Nationals get their first win of the season and give the Phillies their first loss of the 2025 year, and they win 5-1. So I'll get into my quick takeaways. There weren't like a whole bunch of takeaways. I'm really more focused on the series takeaways, but I do have takeaways from, and I'm also, by the way, I'm recording this Sunday night, so just take it for what it is. Some of these updates for injuries, which I'm going to get into in just a little bit. Just a heads up on that. But Aaron Nola was my first takeaway. Aaron Nola, just a very Aaron Nola outing. Let's be real. Very Aaron Nola outing. Gives you a good first couple of innings. His Uncle Charlie's looked good. Stuff looked good for the most part. And then you get to the fourth, and Josh Bell, he leaves that fastball right at the letters. And Josh Bell destroyed it to right center field. And Nola would end the day with a line of 5 1/3, 6 hits, 5 earned runs, 8 strikeouts. You know, the strikeout numbers are always there. But it's those home runs with men on base, man. It's really that. It's always been that way with Nola. And hopefully Nola can do what he did last year and kind of limit this type of stuff and give him a year where he can get some down ballot Cy Young votes. That's what we want from Aaron Nola. Hopefully this isn't a preview of, you know, Aaron Nola's kind of been up and down since 2021. So hopefully this can, he can kind of stop that trend by having, look, he last year he had a bad outing to start 2024 against the Braves. It was even worse than this one. So, but hopefully Nola can have a similar type of year that he had to 2024 and 2022, not what he did in 2021 and 2023. Hopefully that's not really a preview. Nola with the home runs, you know, led the National League in home runs given up last year. So hopefully this isn't really a preview. But again, only game one, but hopefully not a preview for what Nola's going to be this year. Offense. Second takeaway from this game, you know, Nola was a big part of why the Phillies lost this game, but the offense not taking advantage of opportunities was also a big part of it. 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position, especially in the seventh. That's kind of where I felt like, you know, watching this game, I felt that the Phillies, you know, if they weren't going to score any runs in the seventh, then they weren't really going to have a chance in this game. They had the bases loaded. But Alec Bohm would ground into a double play with the bases loaded to end that inning. So, you know, Phils, again, had chances with runners in scoring position at a lot of points in this game. But offense, look, offense gave you a lot of runs scored in the first two games. So, third game, look, they were able to take 2 of 3. But just from watching this game, offense not being able to take advantage of opportunities definitely led to them losing this game to the Nats. And then last takeaway quickly before I get to the series ones here. Bullpen did a good job in relief of Nola. Jose Ruiz, day after giving up a home run to Ahmed Rosario, came in relief of Nola, like I mentioned, and was able to get out of that sixth inning. Matt Strom has looked good in his first two appearances since his little fingernail injury, and also the injury he had where we weren't sure he was going to be ready for opening day, but he looked good. And Tanner Banks also looked good as well, and those three combined for 2 2/3, 3 strikeouts, 0 walks, and 0 earned runs. So those are my takeaways from yesterday's game. As far as the series takeaways go, and already mentioned it, like the first 45 seconds to the minute of this podcast, but the first one, can never be upset about taking 2 of 3 from the Nats to start the season. Now, the Phillies didn't have the best start to 2024, just as far as the first couple of weeks. It took them a couple of weeks to get going, and then you know, after that, for the next couple of months, they were the best team in baseball. But good way for the Phils to start 2025, as they were able to take 2 of 3 from the Nats. So my first takeaway, you know, you get your first series win of the season. Yes, it's not against a great team, but I don't care. Again, that's one thing the Phillies did, you know, well last year, at least early on in the first 3 months of the year, where they beat up the teams that they were supposed to beat up. They did what they were supposed to do, and do what you're supposed to do. So take 2 of 3 from, you know, maybe a up-and-coming Nationals team. We saw what Mackenzie Gore did in Game 1. The whole Shadows thing, just like, please, like, I don't want to hear it. Zach Wheeler didn't have 13 strikeouts. Zach Wheeler had 8. Mackenzie Gore had 13. Not excusing Phillies hitters for the Shadows. And, I just wanted to mention that as well. But, no, Nationals have some good players over there, man. Gore, Cruz, Abrams, Wood, all the future of that organization, and Keibert Ruiz. He had a couple of bombs against the Phils this weekend, so they've got the team that's going to turn some heads, especially this year and years to come. Watch out in the NL East. The NL East is already loaded with the top three, with the Phils, Braves, and the Mets, but Nationals are getting there, even though the Marlins are technically leading the division right now. But how about second takeaway from this series? Debuts from new Phillies. And I want to focus specifically on Max Kepler, Jesus Luzardo, Jordan Romano, Carlos Hernandez, and Joe Ross. Nah, I don't want to focus on them as much as the guys that I mentioned, Kepler, Luzardo, and Romano. They're the ones that are going to make, that are expected to make the bigger impacts on this team. Max Kepler, now he was a part of, the Phillies' first win in their first game of the season. Was able to, had a double, had a couple of walks. And I believe he scored one of the runs in extras, right? On a wild pitch, I believe that was Kepler. So Kepler, in his first couple of games, especially in Game 1, was a big reason for why the Phillies were able to win that opener. And then, so Kepler did get the day off today as Johan Rojas got the nod in center, and then they moved Marsh to left. So they had Marsh and Rojas in the 7th and 8th spots. So Kepler looking good, I think, in his debut in a Phillies uniform. Jesus Luzardo, I was there yesterday. So I was there for game number 2 on Saturday. Jesus Luzardo, and he did give up that homer. Did give up that homer to what's his face? Was it Keibert? Yeah, it was Keibert. To Keibert Ruiz. But besides that, Luzardo was phenomenal. 11
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Strikeouts, I mean, 9 of them, I think, were on the sweeper. And sweeper looked really good. Came home, watched back some of the highlights. That sweeper looked really, really good. So, love what Jesus did in his first outing. Was able to go 5 innings, 5 hits, couple of earned on the Ruiz home run, couple of walks, and the 11 strikeouts. But those 11 strikeouts are really the encouraging part of Luzardo's start. And then Jordan Romano. Look, Romano did not have the best. And I also don't understand why Romano came in the eighth and Alvarado in the ninth. I mean, I don't know what their plan is with Romano then. I mean, I would like Topper to try and have him be the closer, but I don't know exactly what their plan is. But they have Romano come in the eighth and just unraveled and did not look good. Command wasn't good and just didn't look good. So Romano, I don't know. Romano just has that look of somebody that might not be good in a Phillies uniform. Again, I'm just going off of one start or one appearance, obviously, but off of his one appearance and just how he looks in a Philly. I don't know. There's certain guys that you just look at in certain uniforms and you're like, I don't know if it's going to go well. I don't know if it is. But again, I'm just going off of one appearance. Just might mean nothing. All I'm saying. But hopefully Romano does look good in the Phillies uniform. Last takeaway from the series. I liked so we didn't really get a chance to see different lineups because Turner was hurt with the back spasms. JT was hurt with the bruised left foot that he fouled off his foot on yesterday. But I like the way the lineup looked opening day. I would like that to be the consistent lineup, like the everyday lineup for the most part. I know that the plan is to have Schwarber to hit against righties and Turner to hit against lefties. I don't know. I like the way the lineup looked. Turner, Harper, Bohm, Schwarber, JT, Kepler, Cassiano, Stott, and Marsh. That was the opening day lineup. And I would like that for more or less to be the everyday lineup. I don't see why not. I wouldn't hate if they decide to do the Turner and Schwarber righty lefty thing. But I personally like the opening day lineup. I know lineup has really been a talking point. We've really talked about it a lot. But have Turner lead off. Have it be what it was opening day. Topper, just do that. I'm telling you, just do that. So I like what he did with the everyday lineup. I hope that is the opening day lineup. I hope that's the everyday lineup. He wasn't like super duper duper concrete about it. Topper was. So I don't know. You're tired of talking about it. Just, I don't know. But we'll see. I mean, Turner was also not good on opening day besides the walk. So we'll see. All right, so those are my takeaways from today's game, and then also the takeaways from the series. Let's get into a preview for the home opener and the rest of the series against the Colorado Rockies. So it will be a 3:05 start for the home opener. It will be Herman Marquez on the mound for the Colorado Rockies, and for your Fightins, it is going to be someone who had a big breakout year last year, Christopher Sanchez, who finished top 10 in Cy Young voting last year, and I'm excited to see what he's going to do in his first regular season start because the velocity was way up in the spring. He's been working out, in the spring, a 162 ERA, 19 strikeouts, and 16 2/3. I'm excited to see Sanchez. Sanchez and Herman Marquez, 3:05 home opener. The game is tomorrow at 3:05. I can't wait to watch. So, Phils, Rockies, 3:05. I can't wait. Tuesday, they are off. And then Wednesday, it will be a 6:45 start. It'll be Kyle Freeland on the mound for the Rockies. And then for your Fightins, it will be Zach Wheeler. We saw what Zach did on opening day, had a very good opening day start. No surprise there. Kyle Freeland, on the other hand, had a very similar start, probably one up Wheeler, in that he didn't give up any runs in his six innings of work against the Rays, even though they lost. But we'll take the win. Will the Phils. And then Thursday, to wrap up the series, it will be against the Colorado, 1:05 p.m. Antonio Senzatella on the bump for the Rockies. He's missed the last couple of years with elbow issues, at Tommy John surgery in 2023. And it'll be Taiwan Walker for the Phils. It's going to be Taiwan. I think he's going to be okay this year. I think a lot of people would disagree with that. Last couple of spring training appearances would speak to what a lot of the fans are feeling like with Taiwan, but I'm hoping he can just be an okay fifth starter. That's all I'm hoping for. So Taiwan Walker, Antonio Senzatella going at it to wrap up the series on Thursday. Players to watch in this series. For the Rockies, how about our old friend Mickey Moniak, who was just released by the Angels this week. And in his first at-bat with the Rockies, goes yard out to the left center for Colorado against the Rays. So he's 1-for-2 last time that I checked against for the Rockies against the Rays. Mickey Moniak, I don't know. Maybe he'll be good in maybe he's out there in Denver. He'll have like 30 homers. I don't know. But that's my player to watch for the Rockies, our old friend Mickey Moniak. Well, I mean, he's slated to be coming off the bench, or you know, on the bench for the Rockies. So I don't know if we're necessarily going to see him a lot, but who knows? Maybe we'll see him get a start. And then for the Phillies, I'm going Taiwan Walker. He is my player to watch. I'm curious to see, after an up and down spring training, did not end well. Started off solid, did not end well. I'm curious to see what he's going to look like in his first outing. I'm curious to see how the fans treat him, especially if he has a bad outing. If he does have a bad outing. Okay, so that is my series preview against the Rockies. Injuries and transactions for the Fightins. So, JT Realmuto, we just got an update from Todd Zielecki within the last couple of hours. JT Realmuto, who had the bruised left foot, he is expected to be able to go for the home opener. He was removed for precautionary reasons on Saturday after fouling a pitch off his foot. Looks like he'll be good to go for the home opener. Trey Turner, who has had the lower back spasms, looking like he's not going to return until at least Wednesday. Todd Zielecki just tweeting out recently, he probably won't start tomorrow, in the home opener, giving him another day off with the Tuesday off day as well. So give him a couple of days off to come back fresh on potentially Wednesday. So Trey Turner looking like he will not be ready for the home opener, but maybe something could change early tomorrow morning heading into the game. So keep you updated there. Ranger Suarez, latest update. He has the lowered back stiffness. He's on the IL right now, looking like the expected return to be before the end of April. He threw a 26 pitch bullpen session yesterday in Clearwater, and Rob Thompson said it went well. So Rangers' next step is an up and down bullpen session. So we'll see when that is. Not sure exactly when that's going to be. And Weston Wilson, who has been dealing with a mild oblique strain, he's expected to return in maybe a couple of weeks. He took batting practice on yesterday in Clearwater. He's progressing as expected, and going back to him pulling his oblique on February 21st, expecting for him to miss 6 weeks overall. So that's all according to Phillies.com. Thank you for all the injury and injury news and everything that's going on with your Philadelphia Phillies. Okay, real quick, we can do a little round of Major League Baseball before we get out of here. Scores today as we speak. I'll just give you the final scores because when this airs, there will be all the final scores with everything wrapping up, you know, on Sunday. So the Yankees, man, the Yankees with the torpedo bats. What a story that is. The Yankees have homered like 15 times in the last 2 days. That's a record. It's insane with these new bats they're using. They're legal. Look like they're called torpedo bats. It's insane. Aaron Judge having a monster start to the year. So they beat the Brewers 12-3. The Blue Jays beat the Baltimore Orioles 3-1. Giants beat the Reds 6-3. Tampa Bay beat the Rockies 6-4. Miami, the NL East leaders, 3-2 over Pittsburgh. Cleveland, 6-2 over there in Kansas City. St. Louis at home versus the Twins. They got a 9-2 victory over Minnesota. And then the Rangers with Jacob DeGrom's first start of the year. He looked pretty good. Texas with a 3-2 win over Boston at home for Texas. And then lastly, the Seattle Mariners over the Athletics. Just going to call them the Athletics. The Mariners were at home against the Athletics, and they got a slim 2-1 win over the A's. So that is what I got for you around Major League Baseball as far as scores go. I can't wait for the home opener. 3:05 start. We always can't wait for the home opener. I know you're excited. I am too. I will talk to you guys Thursday. Make sure you stay tuned for everyone else that does an awesome job on this channel. I'll talk to you guys later.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.